Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for the acting defense secretary and top officer to testify on Iran by week's end. But officials say both Pentagon leaders will do so next week as originally planned.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. The president speaks soon about his administration's new immigration plan focused on a more merit-based system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats want to help on border security and immigration.
But when you take children out of the arms of their parents, when you separate families, when you do what the administration has done at the border, you are making matters worse.
This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a great string of days. Our forecast for today is just about perfect. With sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s, very low humidity. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasantly cool. We're not going to see any nights like this for a while. Low temperature 55. Tomorrow, more sun. A beautiful day. High 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. There is a weak front on Thursday night. I think the rain chances with it are just about remote. But the warm, dry pattern continues on Friday with a high around 89. And the weekend forecast so far looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey has signed the strictest abortion ban in the nation. The bill contains an exception for when the pregnancy creates a serious health risk for the woman, but not an exception for rape or incest. Lawsuits challenging the legislation are expected. Hyundai is celebrating the grand opening of its new cylinder head machining plant. This marks the third facility at the Hyundai plant. The expansion created 50 new jobs. And Montgomery police arrested a man in connection to a recent house fire. They say Ronald Chatfield intentionally set a home on fire in the 2600 block of Drake Street. No one was hurt in the fire, but two small dogs are missing. Chatfield is in the Montgomery County Jail. His bond has been set at $15,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Dog problems? Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time. Out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence, no matter what brand. Visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today, making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From Alabama, where Governor Kay Ivey has signed the most restrictive abortion law in the country. It outlaws virtually all abortions. Doctors who perform them could face up to 99 years in prison.
Helicopter crash into the Hudson River right alongside New York City.
There are two non-life-threatening injuries.
The U.S. orders most government staff out of Iraq amid reports of new threats from Iran.
Terrifying video of the drama high above the streets of Oklahoma City. A lift swinging violently out of control, smashing the Devon Tower. That is two window washers hanging on.
With the help of the FBI, Dallas police fanned across the city, seizing documents and evidence from the secret archives of three Catholic Church properties.
Women who eat a low-fat diet reduce their risk of dying of breast cancer by 21%.
Robocalls may soon be a thing of the past. The FCC proposing new rules allowing carriers to block them before they ever hit your phone.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Harriet 2, Dan Morris Show, Get Together Cruise Tonight Show. I'm really looking forward to this. I think we still have some slots available if you want to go to danmorrisshow.com and get your tickets. It's going to be a fun night. Let me bring in my two very, very good friends, Marilee and David Brewer from Christchurch. Hey, gang.
Hey.
How are you?
We are doing great. Now, we've got something going on at the church this weekend. Marilee, this is your puppy. David just cooks and gives people a hard time, and you make him work, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So tell the audience what's going on Saturday at Christchurch.
This is our 8th annual Christchurch Bazaar. We have a great upscale rummage sale, a silent auction, a bake sale, and a barbecue. So there's just a lot of fun things that are going to be going on Saturday from 9 to 3. The meal is from 11 to 1, but we have, every year I think we're not going to have anything, and we're just overrun.
You're kind of slam full.
Yeah, with some great furniture and garden things and accessories and anything you could possibly want, we've got it.
What tell me some things that caught your eye, being the interior designer that you are.
Well, we've really gotten some nice furniture this year, and on a personal note, we have gotten some wonderful. I'm going to be a grandmother for the first time in September.
Really?
Yes.
Little Ted, huh?
Yes. So I know. I'm so excited. So we've gotten some great baby items and beautiful artwork. Our silent auction things are wonderful. Jerry Beasley always gives us some great items. Ex Voto, Velvet Pumpkin, Candle Cabin. We just have a great variety this year. I'm real excited about it.
It's always great every time I go in there. What time do the doors open for the...
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And David, tell me about the food, since that's more up our alley, isn't it?
It's definitely up our alley. And Jeff Pollard's going to do the barbecue again. It gets better every year.
It really does.
It's a low price of $12. It's going to be barbecue pork, baked beans, bread, slaw, and homemade brownies.
How do they get tickets for that? So, because we have to order in advance, don't we?
You can by calling the church.
There may be a few at the door to sell, but if you will call Christ Church and...
I'll get that number.
Okay.
Jill will get that number.
Yeah, and they can put some up for you. If you can't come by and pay for them, you can pay for them when you pick them up. But by the first of this week, we had sold a lot of them, and I think they were talking about ordering more meat. I'm not sure if they were going to do that or not, but it probably would be a good idea to go ahead and call the church.
So tell me how you buy things. There are things that are just for sale, but they're also silent auction things.
Yes, the silent auction ends at 1:30, and you can bid on it beginning at 9 o'clock, but you just go around and buy whatever you want, and we have a checkout table, and we can bag or box your things up, and we have people that'll take them to your car for you. But
is the person who takes it to the car his name David Brewer by any chance?
If he's there, yeah.
A little slipper. Slip that out for me, David. Slip that out for me.
And the number for the church is 387-0566. Again, 387-0566.
Thanks.
So you can order your barbecue tickets, and the barbecue is very, very good.
Yes, it is.
We get there on Friday night and do a little singing and cooking and having a really good time.
Are you going to be there, Dan?
I think I may. I've got Beer Fest Friday, and I think that
they have a beer fest Friday night.
I know, yeah. Been there, done that, and we do karaoke out by the grill.
Have you gotten Andrew to sing yet?
I
have not gotten Andrew. Mimi was supposed to sing one year, but then they came too late.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, but I'm still trying to get her to sing.
Our former priest, John Michael, he would get out there and sing. We'd have a great time with him out there. So they can come in. Doors open at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Yes.
And they can go and sign. They get a number. They sign.
Yes.
And do the silent auction. And then the results of that come out when?
At 1:30.
And so you can go. Here's what a lot of people do is they'll go in early, look at everything, find out what they like, and then they'll come back at the closing at 1:30.
Some people stay, and they literally walk around the things that they want, and they keep writing down their bids because they don't want to leave it, I guess.
Yeah, they don't want to lose it.
Right.
Because I remember, it was kind of funny. I was there one time, and it was like the starting of the Indianapolis 500. All of a sudden, all these cars started pulling it. And there were all these people running into the place, and it was like a little bit before one, and they're checking, seeing what everything was,
yes,
and talking to their spouses or friends about what they're going to bid on. But I want to tell you something. This is high quality type things. This is not Goodwill type stuff. This is really high quality.
It really is not. It is just people have been so generous and donated some really fine items.
For example, I got a tie that came from the locker room.
Yes.
My good friend George Wilder, great friend to my family. Wife is a big listener to the show. And I got two ties from there that were just spectacular. Wear them to this very day.
Yeah.
And I got that for nothing. And then I got a set of steak knives that I still use this very day.
And you know, there's some people this year that are older parishioners at our church, and they've donated some.
That'd be David and Dan.
Yeah, and me. And they have donated some beautiful crystal and china and, you know, really pretty glassware. I think we've had some pretty glassware this year.
And let me tell you something. We have fun on Saturdays. It's a great group of people. You really enjoy the people helping you out and seeing all the different things. It's a beautiful church. It's right next to Southern Home and Garden on Vaughn Road. When you're looking at Southern Home, it's a church that's on the right-hand side. You go around to the back, plenty of parking back there, and you'll go to the right side of the church where the hall is, where everything is set up. You'll see people kind of going in and out of that area, but you can pick up your barbecue, you can order tickets, but you think that they may be able to buy tickets there?
Yeah, there was talk about that at the first of the week, and they did that last year. I don't think they had very many tickets to sell, but they may add a few more this year.
And what a lot of people do is they'll sit outside by the fountain and everything and have their lunch there and just kind of hang around. And
there'll be tables set up.
Oh, good.
And there's music from 11 to 1.
Who's doing the music?
Thomas and Andrew, I think.
Andrew?
Yeah, he plays the bongos.
He's a bongo man.
He's a bongo man?
Old hippie days? Yeah, there you go. And maybe last year, Wyatt Edmondson played.
Wyatt is very talented.
Yes, he is very talented. Yeah. And Charles, I think, played last year, too.
Yeah, Wyatt, I was doing an event where I was the MC, and he was the music, and I was going like, man, I'm impressed with
he
you.
He is.
You're almost as good as David Brewer.
He is very, very good.
Well, I believe Wyatt's at the tipping point Friday night.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
He's hitting big time.
Yeah.
That should be a gig for you, Brewer.
That's right. Need to catch up with him.
So when is the baby due, Marilyn?
September the 2nd, and it's a girl.
All right. That's what we need is another girl in the family, right?
Elise Marie Brewer.
That is outstanding. How is he doing at his assignment?
He's doing great, and they're being transferred to Fort Benning in June.
Much closer.
Yes.
Because he was in San Antonio, is that right?
El Paso.
El Paso.
2,700 miles away.
I know. When you're driving to Texas, it says, when you come over the state line, it goes, El Paso, 1,280 miles. Well, like, what? Yeah. Is that El Paso, California? Is that El Paso, Texas? I remember Rebecca and I, every time we go, why were you telling us that now?
It's such a blessing because we found out in December that she was pregnant, and then we found out about a week later that they were moving just so close to home.
What is he going to be doing at Fort Benning?
I believe he's going to be training soldiers. Uh-huh.
David Brubaker's over there. Brubaker's son.
Yes. He's actually deployed right now.
Did he? Yeah, Dick told me he was about to leave, but
Ruth said they don't ever know where he's going, but she told me today that he was over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Guys, I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Love you both.
Love so you very, very, very
Thank
much.
You.
We'll see you guys this weekend. Folks, show up Christchurch, Vaughan Road. It is a fun, fun event.
Yes.
Dan Moore Show, we're going to reset and be back right after this.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $22.99 after a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This Memorial Day, kick off summer with something very cool. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like a Whirlpool top freezer refrigerator, now for just $598. Its big 18 cubic foot capacity has plenty of storage space. And that price puts everything within reach. Summer's here, and today is the day for doing. With Memorial Day savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 5th.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari. What's better than watching the hot new dating competition, Paradise Hotel, on Fox? Watching it live on Fox. Tonight, one sexy single will be packing their bags and leaving Paradise. Then you get to vote live to help decide who the next guest will be.
I'm all in.
Paradise Hotel, where contestants need to find a date or the door.
Prince Charming, where are you at?
Vote for love live on Paradise Hotel.
Tonight on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more hotline bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins. Thousands of dollars.
Plus,
a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stuff for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. I've got so much to get to today. Mayor coming in at 2 o'clock. Said that little something to you. We're going to try to do our best to get to every bit of it. Don't forget, Fresh Market, Saturday and Sunday, they're doing the food fair. Hot dogs, $2. Giant gourmet cookies, $1. Watermelon pie slices, kits, $3. Chips, $1. And Fresh Market water, $1. Specialty drink, Sunshine Energy, $2. Money goes, proceeds go to feeding people in need. Fresh Market, 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday. Check them out, boys and girls. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan Jay, how are y'all today?
We are so good, we can't even stand it.
I agree with you 100%. I'm doing better than probably I deserve. I was very interested in your guest yesterday that you had on, Dan. It was very insightful to listen to him about some of the Middle East stuff that he was talking about.
Oh, Dr. Sorensen, yep.
Yeah. So I do want to inject a couple things into the conversation of that. I didn't have time yesterday. I was kind of listening, but kind of busy. But anyway, these vessels I looked at, looks like explosives was put underneath the rear stern of these ships to either the rudder or to cripple the ship from steering or something like that. A lot of the damage is covered under the water, and this is a failed attempt to disable the ship. Now, these ships that we're talking about, these ships are very, very hard, almost virtually impossible to sink. And a lot of people don't know this, but many years back, they started what they call double bottom systems in these ships. It's a system of double bottom, basically what it is. And I've been in these bottoms of these ships. I've actually been inside the double bottom. And I've also seen some of the other things that I can't talk about that will indicate that somebody did place an explosive on the bottom of the ship. And the other thing is that these ships are very vulnerable sitting in the water because the technology of things that we have that can be controlled underwater is just as advanced technologies as drones. So when you think on that aspect, it's very possible, in my opinion, that there's a direct link to Iran with this. Now, I'm just speculating on that because I have no facts to back that up, but I'm saying the technology is there for a reason for Iran to get out there to get to those ships. Now, the next thing with this is all the diplomats being pulled out of that area indicates to me that Iran is on notice. So if anybody thinks they're going to be a confrontation here, Iran is going to have to do something to make that happen. Will they do it? That's the question of the day. I don't think they will, but I do believe that they was involved with all of it. So, that's my input on that. And these or coal ships, a Navy ship, anything dealing with crude oil, anything of that nature. They're double wall bottom ship. You can pretty much blow the whole bottom out, the ship ain't going to sink. That's why the ships was targeted to the rudders. That tells me there's an advanced attack that was well planned out, and they knew about the double bottom. They knew they couldn't sink the ship, and the only other way to array the ship or cripple the ship for a while is to place it in the rear stern at the rudder location.
Interesting writing.
Now, let's switch to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is coming out with his border immigration thing today. I've heard something about it. I'm very excited to hear about this. I think it's going to be something fantastic, as always, with our president. And so I look forward to hearing and reading about that and hear more about it as the president speaks about it today.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I tell you what, here's another thing I haven't told the audience until now. I think the FISA application and that whole process may get actually released next week.
Yeah.
And that would be big.
Yeah, one other thing. I can't figure out, is Comey saying that? He's pointing things at somebody else, and are they pointing at... What is going on here with all these guys? Are they starting to turn on each other? That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're starting to turn on each other. Brennan basically said that Comey is the one that said, put it in the FISA application, and Comey saying, no, Brennan did it. And then the people that were on the Mueller team are being investigated, Weissman and some other people that are there. So it's going to be about... possibly overreaching. I think right now it's a possibility that Mueller may not actually testify because this thing's going to start cracking up on him real quickly.
Yeah, I had that feeling all along, Dan. One other thing to close it out, Dan. I want to say thank you to KIV for signing that deal today to protect babies. I want to say thank you very much, Governor, for signing this deal and standing up for the children who can't stand up for themselves.
Thanks for the telephone call, Rodney. You drive safe, my friend.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show right after this.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he hopes there isn't war with Iran. Fox confirms a report about why there's more talk of a threat.
New satellite photos show Iranian cruise missiles aboard Iranian small boats more advanced than the unguided rockets fired at the U.S. consulate in southern Iraq late last year. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for the acting defense secretary and top officer to testify on Iran by week's end. But officials say both Pentagon leaders will do so next week as originally planned.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. The president speaks soon about his administration's new immigration plan focused on a more merit-based system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats want to help on border security and immigration.
But when you take children out of the arms of their parents, when you separate families, when you do what the administration has done at the border, you are making matters worse.
This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a great string of days. Our forecast for today is just about perfect. With sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s, very low humidity. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasantly cool. We're not going to see any nights like this for a while. Low temperature, 55. Tomorrow, more sun. A beautiful day. High, 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. There is a weak front on Thursday night. I think the rain chances with it are just about remote. But the warm, dry pattern continues on Friday with a high around 89. And the weekend forecast so far, looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's where we are. Just getting off the phone with Reed Ingram. Man, I'm excited. We got Cuban sandwich, sliders, baked beans, coleslaw. We're going to have the Wagyu steak on the plate. And then he's going to have some of his great peach cobbler as dessert. He only had five pies, so he's going to throw in a pecan pie. If somebody misses, I'll hold out for the pecan pie. That peach cobbler is great. And then we're going to have shrimp during the happy hour portion, and then salmon with capers and cream cheese during the cocktail hour. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm so sorry, Joey, you're not going to be there. Let me go to the phones and go to Scott. Scott, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, Scott, and you today?
I'm doing good. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wow, Scott, give me your month and day of birth.
9/21.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Scott.
I'm 30 years old. I work here in Montgomery doing heating and air.
Yeah?
And been listening to your show for about 4 years.
Well, that's outstanding. Do you want to tell us your company's name?
Luke Wire.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you drive around in your truck, service people's AC, and listen to the Dan Moore Show?
Yes, sir. That's what I do.
I like that. There are a lot of you out there that do that. I have
Yes, sir. And I'm from Tallahassee, too, by the way.
Oh, right. Okay, I know I like you now. What part, East Tallahassee or regular Tallahassee?
Just regular Tallahassee, closer to Kent.
Yeah, okay. I know. I grew up on James Street.
Okay.
511
yeah,
James Street.
It.
Yeah, right across from the Methodist Church.
All right, how about it?
I know that area like the back of my hand, as I would say, even from being there as a kid.
Yes, sir.
So you've been listening for how long? 4 years?
About 4 years.
That's great. Have you been to Fresh Market?
I have not.
Well, let me tell you something. If you like steak and you like great food, you're going to love Fresh Market. It is a wonderful, wonderful place.
I've been wanting to get by there. Too many ACs to fix.
There you go. Well, that's a good thing, I guess. Keeps you off the street.
Sir.
Well, I've got your name in for the drawing. Do you have his name in for the drawing?
I do.
We have your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market Fish Out of Gift Card. We'll do that drawing next Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
What else is on your mind?
I'm joining. Me and my wife will be joining you tonight at the Harriet, too.
Have you already bought your tickets?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. I will see you then. Come up and introduce yourself to me, okay?
I'll do it. I'll probably be the tallest person there.
I like that. A tall AC guy.
Yes, sir.
I really look forward to meeting you, Scott. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. We have 6 slots left now. You can go to damoshow.com, and if you want to go on the cruise tonight, we can do it. I think we can do it up to like 3:30 on here, or 4, maybe a little bit later than that. Doors will open at 5:30. I'm going to get there a little early to help get things set up, and we're going to have a good time tonight. But you can go to damoshow.com and order your tickets, or if you want to call here, I can reserve some for you and do it at a will call on the ship, and you can pay for them when you get on the boat tonight. So that's 272-9228. Okay, so we have one more Troy Gowdy, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
So let's finish with Troy Gowdy. He's going to be talking about the U.S. attorney versus the IG and why this is important.
There's another report tonight coming in from the New York Times, which suggests, citing sources that are close to Mr. Durham or the Department of Justice or both, that this is just a review, that he's just going to look over the Mueller report and he's going to figure out whether or not there needs to be an investigation. Now, my understanding, and I want to hear what you think about this, is that the reason that the DOJ wanted to have a U.S. attorney look into this is because they actually have prosecutorial power. They might be able to actually get to the bottom of this if there is indeed some sort of criminal behavior, and that's way off at this point. The other difference is that unlike an inspector general at an agency, they can look at people who used to work there, not just people who work there. Is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am. You put your finger, I'm a big Michael Horowitz fan, but you put your finger on the reason that many of us called for a second special counsel a year ago. Horowitz doesn't have access to the grand jury. He doesn't have access to former employees. He's a wonderful investigator, but he's only as good as the tools he's given. Durham has access to a grand jury, and he has access to search warrants, and he has access to subpoenas, and he's got access to any witness he wants to talk to. So that's your A number one investigation. But, Horowitz is the one who found the struck page text, and Horowitz is the one who dinged Jim Comey for that press conference. So the more the merrier. It's been 2 years now, and I think the country would like to know from someone they can trust, what was the factual predicate, not for the Russia investigation, but for the intermelding of the Russia investigation with the Trump campaign. Give us the factual predicate, and we'll decide whether or not it was sufficient or not.
Now, I want to tell you something. If you were on that team, and it was 2 months ago, you thought your stuff, didn't stink. You thought you were the big guy in town because you were on the Mueller team. I think that from conversations I've had, I think all that changed yesterday. And I think that if you're on the Mueller team, somebody's going to be looking at you and what you did. And I have a sense, particularly after listening to the Weissman stuff, knowing what happened with Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, who were on the Mueller team, who got taken off the Mueller team. But you remember, we had the Clinton Foundation attorney who was on the Mueller team. And what type of trail did they leave? Because here's something I did not know. Every one of them, every one of them had DOJ, FBI assets that they were using. Their phones, their laptops, all of that. DOJ, FBI assets. And who does that fall under? The Inspector General. All those assets fall under the Inspector General. I think every one of those people are going to be interviewed, and they're going to be looking at some of their work product and asking them how they came up with some of this stuff. And if there's some, and I really think the Sean Hannity calls it the boomerang. I think it's going to be a little bit different than that. I think it's going to be a boomerang, but notice that Mueller has been painfully quiet here. Everybody's been painfully quiet. Nobody's asking for Mueller now. Everybody's talking about the Trump White House isn't obeying the Democrats' orders here. Okay, so now let's listen in to Nunes. This is going to be stop and go. Nunes on Sean Hannity talking about the dossier.
You are saying that there are classified documents that will expose the misuse, the knowing misuse of the Steele dossier, especially as it relates to the FISA applications. Can you tell us more?
Well, first I'll start with that we want all this information out. Let me say in kind of two tranches of what we're looking for. Number one, there's what we call information on Papadopoulos that we believe is exculpatory that should have been out there, and let's set that aside. The other set is...
Slow down. Where is that exculpatory evidence, and what might it be?
So it rests at the FBI. We've been asking for it to be declassified. So that's really all I can say about it. It's just that it's exculpatory evidence that should be provided to the American public. On the FISA application, remember, you have Comey, who has called this a mosaic. So Comey's mosaic. Remember when we came out with our memo that brought forward the fact that they had used the Clinton paid for dossier, the dirt, opposition research, and then they had leaked that to press outlets, and then they picked up those press reports and used it in the FISA application. Comey said, oh, no, it was a mosaic. There was so much more information there. Well, there is more information there that we think is equally as bad as using opposition research.
Interesting. Okay, so in the FISA application, there's the Steele dossier, but then there are reports from media that actually, you remember, it was specifically said they were looking at leaks, and he used the word criminal leaks. And criminal leaks, I believe, would include taking a dossier that they knew was not verified, giving it to the media so they would report on it, so then you could put it into the FISA, because then you have motive that's there.
It's believed it's called stovepiping.
There you go. Circular evidence. Let's listen more to Nunes.
Is it true, let's start with the first FISA application, that the bulk of information was the Steele dossier bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton, full of Russian lies? Was that the bulk of the FISA application?
Yeah, so it is the bulk. But remember, what we believe the rest of it is, that fills out Comey's mosaic, is actually the true definition of the insurance policy. So remember the talk of the insurance policy by Strzok and Page on the text messages? We believe that insurance policy is not just about investigating the Trump campaign. We believe it is to ensure that they were able to get the FISA warrant on Carter Page so that they could go in and look at all the emails in the campaign.
Nunes, remember, has seen all this stuff, and you heard him say, and then Lindsey Graham has said, they wanted the stuff that they've seen, they want to get it declassified. Let's continue on here.
So the Carter Page was just being used, his constitutional, it's a no small deal, but they violated his constitutional rights to get a backdoor into all things Trump campaign. That would be the Trump transition, and that would be even the Trump presidency. Correct, sir?
It's horrible what they have done to many Americans. But let me just say this about this, Sean. So we've been living for 3 years with the perverted fantasies of Glenn Simpson and the Clinton campaign talking about P-tapes and, you know, supposedly, you know, reporters were all over Europe looking for these P-tapes. I mean, this is really gross stuff. And you showed that clip of Biden out on the campaign trail. When you have Americans that are out there saying, I think that Vladimir is controlling President Trump, we can't live for six more years of this. Those people have been poisoned by the fantasies of Glenn Simpson and the Clinton campaign. So at some point, the FBI and this fusion network, they intertwined, okay, and they were working in conjunction together on this. And I think that's what the U.S. Attorney Durham is supposed to get to the bottom of.
And he's already been there. That's the important part about this. So let's continue on with Nunes since we're kind of running out of space here.
Okay. Is it true that at the top of the FISA applications, as Congressman Ratcliffe has said, it says in pretty big letters, verified? Is that part true?
Well, everything is supposed to be verified. And one of the things that John Solomon didn't get a lot of coverage that he broke last week that you just talked about this high-level State Department person who had met with Steele, that's questionable in and of itself. But what nobody's paying attention to here is that 3 years went by, but yet one meeting with Christopher Steele, a high-ranking State Department official, in October of 2016, weeks before they went to the FISA court, you had more verification done by that State Department official who said, wait a second, the Russians don't even have a consulate in Miami.
Whoops. Now, again, we've now come to understand that the lady, Kavanaugh, is not necessarily a white hat. She was the things that were wrong, she was sharing that they were wrong so they could get his story straight, is what I'm believed to understand now, versus giving them a heads up that that this guy is a phony. Let's continue on here.
When Christopher Steele is questioned under oath in Great Britain in that interrogatory, and he doesn't stand by his own dossier, says, I have no idea if any of it's true. We right. know from the State Department official, Kavalak, that, and she rightly warned everybody that this was political because he had a due date. He needed this out before Election Day, sounded desperate. But doesn't that render that document unverifiable? If he won't stand by it and he's not, and he's, I don't know if any of it's true, 50-50 raw intelligence. So anybody that signed a FISA application was signing on to something that they couldn't possibly have verified, correct?
There's a whole lot of things that don't make sense about this. But one thing that we do know now for sure because of this revelation is that the FBI did in fact know that Christopher Steele was talking to people within the State Department. They knew that at least one big part of it, because it's supposedly the money was being funneled through this Russian consulate in Miami, which doesn't even exist. So the FBI knew good and well that Steele had a lot of problems. And I'll say something else about Steele. So, you know, it's called the Steele dossier. It's really just Clinton opposition research. I think once we get to the bottom of this, what we're going to find is that Steele had a small role in actually crafting this. And I'll go back to what I started with. These really were the perverted fantasies of Glenn Simpson working with the Clinton campaign to say, what can we draw up here that we can spread out lies to the American people, that we can feed into the FBI, and lo and behold, let's get an investigation going on the Trump campaign. That's really what happened here.
Okay, let me tell you what people believe is happening here. They believe this is Sidney Blumenthal, who basically hatched the concept of this Russian narrative, where Donald Trump was there with hookers and had him whiz on the bed and all that kind of stuff, that they just, it was all fabricated by Sidney Blumenthal, who's kind of, this is right up his alley. And then what they did is they go to Steele, say, here's what we want you to say, and you go find this stuff out and then put it into a dossier. That's what is believed to be happening now. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Something's on the phone tomorrow.
liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228 Reminder, Maritime Strength's going to be in the house the final hour of the show. Really looking forward to tonight. We've got a few more tickets left if you want to sign up. DanMorrisShow.com. Just go to the tickets and purchase them, and we're in great shape. I'm going to try to get down there a little bit early, but 5:30 is when the doors will open. Let's continue on with the final section here.
And Comey's acting cute with the word spy. Oh, we don't spy in the FBI. He just signed a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign and Carter Page. And, you know, I know he thinks that he's a super patriot and smarter than we smelly Walmart people. Well, let me ask you, is there any doubt in your mind that those that signed that, those FISA applications knew darn well that that information was false and unverifiable?
The people behind that were building those FISA applications had to have known the problems with steel, okay? And now we know, we actually have now evidence, right? We have a smoking gun because we have emails now, according to John Solomon's report. When you move past that, for sure by the second, third, and fourth renewal of this FISA, I mean, that is totally fraudulent.
But they knew in the first one. They were warned twice. Bruce Orr warned them, and the State Department official warned them.
Believe me, they knew in the first one, yes. But what's even worse is I think more people become contaminated when you look at the second, third, and fourth. This went on for a full year. Imagine that as an American citizen out there.
Wow.
The government was listening to your calls and reading your emails for a year. It's scary stuff.
Let me tell you the biggest part of the evidence is that they were doing this to Papadopoulos, and they were doing it to Carter Page. The only thing they did with Papadopoulos is they caught him in a lie, and the lie was really a setup. That I think that was an FBI asset person who basically asked him a question. He was asked, did they ask you a question? And he said no. And he was asked the question. And that's what they got him on. They got him on that. I think they're going to find that this whole thing is so friggin' dirty, it's unbelievable. But Carter Page, not one. He was the subject matter of all of this thing for 1 year. Nothing. And he was somebody who helped the FBI. He was an FBI asset because of all of his travels. So they set him up. They never interviewed him back on things and never did anything with him. For a year, four quarters, they were listening, but they weren't just listening to him. They were listening to him and everybody that was associated with him, which included Papadopoulos, probably included Jeff Sessions and other things, because of his involvement with the campaign. And that was the pretext of the whole deal. This is just so friggin' dirty, it's unbelievable. And I think when the American public starts getting this, they are going to be pistola here. Let me see what we've got here. Let's see. We don't have much time, do we? Dan Black. Got a definite. Oh, I guess he's going to be at the cruise tonight.
Dan Black.
Dan Black.
Great guy.
He is a great guy. You guys are going to love him. He's going to be there at the cruise tonight. He's going to have some business cards. You can talk to him about your videos and your digital production that you want to get transferred, or your VHS stuff you want to get transferred over to digital. But meanwhile, I'm going to give you his cell phone number so you can call him. Call him today before he gets on the ship and on the boat and ask him. 334-440-7818. If you want VHSs to last a lifetime, get them converted to digital so that you will have them forever. Did I mention forever? Let's listen to David Martin talking about Iran and the provocation here.
President Trump says there is no infighting in the White House over Iran, and he rejects reports that he is frustrated with advisors who want the U.S. to take strong action against Iran. Administration officials will brief congressional leaders today on the threat they see to Americans in that region. David Martin is at the Pentagon with more on this story.
U.S. officials insist they have hard evidence on the threat from Iran, including pictures of ballistic missiles loaded on Iranian boats. But until the Trump administration produces some of this intelligence, there will be questions about how this confrontation began and where it is headed.
We believe that escalation of tension in the region is not in the interest of anybody.
Overnight in Tokyo, Iran's foreign minister criticized the U.S. for unnecessary provocation.
Iran will not be the party beginning escalation, but we will certainly defend ourselves and respond.
So lawmakers are going to ask questions here. So let's try to fit this in for the top of the hour.
Back at home, lawmakers on both sides are demanding details on specific Iranian threats.
I have no idea what the threat stream is beyond what I read in the paper.
We should be getting a briefing, and we should be getting it before there are more concerning developments in the region.
The administration is engaged in a series of blind escalations without any end game.
There is also skepticism among U.S. allies, including the Iraqis, in part because some of the intelligence originated with Israel. But U.S. officials insist the original tips from Israel have been confirmed by American intelligence. This threat is real, a senior State Department official told reporters. Democrats raised the specter of the 2003 invasion of Iraq when the U.S. went to war on the false belief Saddam Hussein was hiding weapons of mass destruction.
We were falsely led into a military engagement in Iraq, which was one of the biggest mistakes we have had in foreign policy.
But the American military buildup continues. A carrier strike group headed by the USS Lincoln has now arrived in waters south of the entrance to the Persian Gulf.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Going to be back for the final hour right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Search and search and-